Now we come to the 19th chapter, and we have here one of the most interesting offerings that you have, and it's called the offering of the red heifer. And this is unusual. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. Now this is the first time you have a female offered. It's a female animal. It's unusual. And you shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. One shall slay her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle, the congregation seven times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight. Her skin, her flesh, her blood, her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, bathe his flesh in water. Afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the even. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes, and so on. Now, what's the purpose of this? Verse 9. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It's a purification for sin. Now, how was it used? Verse 17. And for an unclean person, they shall take of the ashes of a burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall he put therein in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop, dip it in the water, sprinkle it upon the tent, upon all the vessels, upon the person that were there, and upon him that touched the bone or so on. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean. Now this is quite an ordinance, quite unusual, isn't it? Sounds very strange. Well, let me say this. When the children of Israel were on the march, and a man sinned, well, they just couldn't stop and put up the tabernacle and go through the ritual of offering a trespass offering or a sin offering. What did they do? Man sinned on the way. Well, they take this ashes of this heifer, and the ashes are mixed with the water, and that's running water, if you please. And a hyssop is taken, and it's applied to the individual that sinned. Now, that's a strange thing. Well, may I state to you, it has a meaning for us today. That was the way God dealt with sin for these people. Now, I see something else strange. The Lord Jesus Christ, the first thing he did when he got in the upper room, he got a basin of water, and he washed the disciples' feet. Why did he do that? Well, because he said to Simon Peter, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. That is, you'll have no fellowship with me. And today, John says that what he did in view of the fact that he'd come from the Father, and he was going back to the Father. Well, he's gone back to the Father, and today he's still girded with a towel of service, and the basin of water is the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Spirit is the one that applies it, and hyssop speaks of faith. And when you and I sin today, well, Christ is not going to die all over again. We're told in 1 John that if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And that light is the Word of God, and we walk in the light. What do we see? Well, we see we're dirty, and we need cleansing. And so the water must then be used, the Spirit of God then convicts us. And then what do? Well, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will just keep on cleansing us from all his sin. But if we're going to have fellowship with him, then we come to him, and the water of the Word and the blood must be applied to us if we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this has a real meaning for us today. You see, he died down here to save us. He lives up yonder to keep us saved. And when he died for our sins, he not only died for our sins up to the time we came to him, but he died for our sins from the time we came to him at the cross until he gives us a crown someday. But don't tell me now you don't sin after you've been saved. And that's the thing that a great many Christians today are neglecting. And you know what that is? Being cleaned up for church. We all take a bath, don't we, for Sunday, Saturday night bath. And then today we're using all kinds of deodorants. You know, congregations smell better today than they used to smell because there's so many using perfume and deodorants and cologne and all kinds of things are being used today. But they actually smell worse. And you know what the problem is? How many come in there? They've been gossiping all week, been looking at things they shouldn't look at. They got dirty eyes. They got dirty ears. They've heard things they shouldn't have heard. And they've got dirty hands because they've been doing things they shouldn't have done. And they've got dirty feet because they've been walking where they shouldn't have walked. And they think they can just come into church and everything's all right. It's not all right. Lord Jesus said, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. And that's the reason you thought this sermon is so dead last Sunday. You needed a bath, you see, spiritual bath. Why don't you go to him for cleansing? Somebody says, how often do you think you ought to do that? Well, I don't know about you. I try to get a shower every day, and I find out that two or three times every day I've got to go to him and tell him that McGee's been wrong and that he shouldn't have seen this or done this or said this. May I say to you, we want to keep sweet with him, and the only way you can is to confess your sin. This offering of the red heifer is a marvelous offering, by the way. It kept them sweet on the wilderness march. This was their deodorant for the wilderness march, that they might keep in fellowship with him. Because, you see, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, John said we lie. And friends, we don't want to do that, because then we'd have to confess that to him. So the important thing is just to go to him and tell him, and you just well tell him, friends, he already knows all about you anyway. And it makes fellowship so wonderful if we confess our sins.